Locker room chats continue on here tonight on KNCA. We're now talking Perry LeCompton basketball, starting things out with the girls head coach, Joey Franzetta, brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry, also Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment as well. Coach, couple games to touch up on here. Let's go back to Friday at Hiawatha, a team Perry LeCompton hadn't beat in a number of years. You know, your best players hobbled on an ankle injury, yet she comes off the bench, giving you some good minutes on Friday. Your team in the mix. You're right there. Hiawatha, a top-tier team in the Class 3A, or in the 3A classification. You take them the distance. I know ultimately the Redhawks win it by 6, but just with everything going on, that game on the road, your best player hobbled, you know, just everything factoring into that game, the fact that you guys had a chance to win it down the stretch, I'm sure plenty of positives to take away from the loss on Friday.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was a good effort. I mean, it was a really good week for us. We had a really good kind of, I mean, we kind of coined it as kind of a bounce back week. We had a really good week of practice and obviously put a really good game together. I mean, really, I mean, you look at the stats and you look at everything associated with it. Really, the thing that came down to is that they killed us on the offensive boards. And I think, you know, obviously having Macy hobbled hurt us in that situation. And also we were without Devin Aldrich, our only senior on our roster, who's started every game for us this year, who does a lot of really nice things rebounding wise. I know you probably look at her stats and she's not putting up monster stats, but there's a lot of rebounds we get during a game because this Devin's doing a really good job of boxing a kid out or something like that. So, I mean, obviously having those, you know, having a 65% Macy and, right, and no Devin, I mean, it's pretty, I was proud of our girls, proud of our effort and everything. And, it's just good to see us take a step forward, but, it's kind of like I told the girls the next day at practice on Monday is, you know, bottom line, at the end of the day, we still didn't get it done. So we still got things we got to get better at and things we got to improve to, you know, take that next step to be able to beat really, really good teams like Hiawatha and, obviously, you know, a handful of teams in our league that are in that same boat as them.
Yeah, and you guys stepped out of league play Tuesday night. You guys were back at home, so you tried to pick things up in a more positive direction after the loss in the Roundhouse, and you guys were able to do so. Non-league against NEK, hard-fought at home Tuesday night, 53-44. You guys get back on track, win number 9 this season. So take us to Tuesday night. What'd you like? What'd you see in the bounce-back game there?
Man, third quarter was really good. I think that was about as good of a quarter as we put together all season. I think it was 21-5 in that quarter. Other than that, though, I mean, it was kind of a slow game. It was kind of an odd game, too, because we ended up changing a lot of things around with our winter royalty stuff. So we kind of had like a crowning before the game that we've never had since I've been here. It was just kind of a, I don't know, I don't want to say it was off, but it's just kind of a weird situation. And I mean, you can definitely tell that some kids' minds were other places and things like that. But you know, when we buckled down, we had to. It was really good. We got a lot of kids. Basically, played all 9 of our kids that were going to be there for the rest of the season. So it's kind of good to get some good film on them and see what's going to kind of what our rotation is going to shake out like at the end of the season when, you know, things get into crunch time and who's going to step up and everything. But proud of our effort, and obviously it's always good to get back in the win column.
Trying to keep that going Friday night, you guys stay back at home and take on Royal Valley. And, you know, I've seen this Royal Valley team a couple of times, and they got 2 of the top players, I think, in the league. When you look at Panel Wawasik, Keyway Miller, they've been a little bit up and down, I feel like, and they have dealt with some injuries as well, so they're getting some other girls involved. But when you have 2 players like that, I feel like when Royal Valley is on their best game, they are one of the best and can beat anybody in this league. But there are some games where maybe they don't play quite to where they would like to be playing. So, little inconsistency, but 2 very good players that you guys are going to have to deal with on Friday when Royal Valley comes to town.
Yeah, I mean, two first-team all-league kids, maybe. And, I mean, obviously, they're both probably looking at some all-state recognition as well. So, I mean, you're obviously having to deal with 2 kids. And we've said it before, and this has kind of been kind of a killer for us since I've been here, is historically we do a pretty decent job on other teams' best players, or whenever they have a duo like that, we typically do pretty good. A lot of times we just let other kids go crazy, though. You know, a kid that averages a couple points a game, they pop off for 14 points. So I mean, that's always the challenge, is, you know, how do you stop and limit really good players like Pano and Kiwa, and then in the process, how do you not let other kids get there, get more than what they're used to. So obviously it's going to be a hard test. It's going to be a really big game for sub-state seeding wise and everything that goes into that. But I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's always fun to play at home, and it's kind of nice to have a nice little run of home games here at the end of the season. So we'll be ready to rock and roll. Obviously, kind of we're at the point of the season where everyone's banged up and you're kind of on some more maintenance things with practice. But, we'll get a good plan practice the next couple of days, and we'll be ready to rock and roll on Friday.
There it is. Perry LeCompton girls basketball coach Joey Francetta joining us. Again, a close loss in the roundhouse Friday against Hiawatha. Bounce back, big win against NEK on Tuesday. Trying to keep that momentum going Friday. League matchup against Royal Valley. Coach, thanks again. We always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon. Talk to you later.